By the time the Olympics draw to a close at the end of this month, a little school in Maine is likely to have emerged as a big winner in the world of skiing. At the base of Sugarloaf Mountain, Carabasset Valley Academy has produced six skiers who qualified for the Winter Games this year. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
Around Carabasset Valley Academy, it's often said that the road to the U.S. Olympics begins here on Narrow Gauge.
10 seconds, Amy.
A 1.7-mile-long trail with a steep drop-off that propels skiers through space at speeds of up to 90 miles an hour.
5, 4, 3.
Number two.
This is Sugarloaf Mountain's premier training ground. And for Carabasset Valley students of all abilities, getting down it in one piece is nothing short of a rush.
What do you think, John Michael? Pretty fun?
He's like, oh my God, I gotta do more squats. My legs are fire.
Carabasset Valley students spend 5 hours a day on the slopes of Sugarloaf, whipping around gates, whittling away times, and leaping over jaw-dropping jumps. But going to school at CVA isn't all about grabbing big air or beating the clock.
Uh-oh, wait a second. I think your chemical reaction's already happened, huh?
My name is John Rizzo, and I've been the headmaster at Carabasset Valley Academy for 16 years. Our hope is that we can provide an environment where we can balance the athletics and the academics in such a way that the students can have a quality experience in both.
The nerve center of Carabasset Valley is a converted ski lodge where 110 students in grades 8 through 12 eat, sleep, and take early morning and late afternoon classes in subjects such as physics, German, and advanced calculus. Skis and snowboards line the hallways, and makeshift shrines to star alumni Bodie Miller and Kirsten Clark adorn the dormitory walls. Miller and Clark are just two of six former students to qualify for the Olympics this year. Known for his unorthodox style and rugged independence, Miller says CVA grounded him in ways he didn't expect.
They really try to develop the whole person. You know, it's a really rounded lifestyle, and being thrust in with a bunch of really competitive, really hard-working people all pushed into one little area. People who are being groomed, sort of, and who are naturally leaders, it creates a cool dynamic.
Like most of the Carabasset Valley Olympians, the 24-year-old Miller has not attended college. World Cup racing beckoned, along with a coveted spot on the U.S. ski team. There's also the matter of a final English paper Miller never wrote. He needs it to fulfill Carabasset Valley graduation requirements. 95% of CVA alumni do go on to college. Williams, Wellesley, Dartmouth, and Skidmore are just a few of the places they've been accepted, even though standardized test scores from CVA applicants are typically average or just above. Avery McKenzie is an exception. A senior from South Salem, New York, she's at the top of her class and hopes to major in business at Stanford.
My snowboard career definitely won't last forever, you know that, but I would like to still stay in the industry. I have plans for a snowboard company. I'm not going to tell you the details because it's top secret, but it's going to be good.
Mackenzie fell in love with Carabasset Valley a year ago when she came for a winter session, and says she hasn't regretted her decision to stay, especially when she got an unexpected invitation from the National Snowboard Administration last week. She shared the news with her family on the phone.
Mom, I get to go out and forerun the Olympics. I know, isn't it cool? Yes, I'm going to the Olympics.
Whether bound for the Olympics or for a career in something else, students are required to remain in good academic standing. If your grades are poor, you can't hit the slopes. Headmaster John Rizzo also gives every student a piece of advice. He tells them that at some point, they'll all be former competitors. The greatest challenge, he says, is finding something else you love to do. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Carabasset, Maine.